Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday's study of the Word. This Sunday's study text is entitled, Believers Praise God, and it is based on Acts chapter 2, verses 32 through 33, and verses 37 through 47. The text describes the end of a message that the Apostle Peter gave to explain to a gathered crowd the meaning of what they were witnessing. The Bible describes the phenomenon as the day of Pentecost. The prefix pen means five, as used to name the five-sided government building Pentagon that houses the United States Military Administration. Pentecost was a feast that lasted 7 weeks or 49 days following Passover, also known as the Feast of Harvest or Feast of Weeks. On the 50th day, there was to be an offering representing the first fruits of the harvest and a day of celebration and day of praise for all of Israel. Its spiritual or religious significance coincides with the fact that the law was given from Sinai on the 50th day after the deliverance from Egypt. On that day, it is said, the nation of Israel was born. Similarly, on the 50th day after the crucifixion of Jesus, or when the Passover Lamb of God was slain, the fulfillment of time was complete for the church to receive the promise of the Father or Holy Spirit. In this moment, it can be said that similarly, the Christian church was born. On that day, there were many God-fearing people and Jews gathered in Jerusalem from many different nations and languages. Under the influence of the Holy Spirit, the disciples who were gathered together began to praise God in different languages so that people could hear and understand what they were saying, regardless of their native language. When those who heard and witnessed this phenomenon wondered what it all meant, Peter addressed them and explained it to them. He concluded by saying that God raised Jesus from the dead and that he is exalted on the right hand of God, and what they were seeing and hearing was the birth of the church in the receiving of the Holy Spirit as promised by Jesus and the Father. This outpouring of praise, along with Peter's explanation, convinced thousands who were there to ask what should they do. Here Peter establishes the way into the Christian church through repentance and baptism. Those who do his will also will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. On that day, the church went from about 120 people initially gathered waiting on the Holy Spirit to over 3,000 in that day. God has been adding people to the church since that day up until now, and will continue to do so until Christ's return. Peter describes this period of time as the last days. There was and should continue to be a bond of love, concern, and mutual cause and purpose within the church. The text describes this in the study text as how the first disciples viewed and acted among themselves. This intensity, shared and belief in common and mutual interests, has diminished and diverged over the centuries, but it remains a model for Christian communities over the world. We would do well to seek to follow their example today. Well, Again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspectives on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great study and lesson and discussion this Sunday. And remember to fear God and keep His commandments.